We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, Mark Cenarese on the trade, eh? Philly is coming up. So let's go back and look at the situation that we're in right now as I pull up my handy play-by-play chart. Here, Mr. Trade.
Yeah, so you have a play chart. I just have my notes there.
Well, I have the play-by-play on, yes, on Pro Football Reference in the box score or whatever. So you start off at the 30-yard line with a minute 59, and you go down the field, Nick Foles, Zach Ertz, 7 yards. You have and then you have the Corey Clement, 55-yarder. Mm-hmm. Then Clement goes for 6 yards on a run, and New England starts taking timeouts because they're looking at the clock and saying, well, all right, we get the ball back. Clement then goes for another run for a yard. And then Nick Foles goes incomplete to Alshon Jeffrey, setting up the fourth and one with 38 seconds left.
Yeah.
Now, you remember, Ike, the original play that was called, and you said this earlier, and you're right, looked like a passing play based on the formation or whatever. So they call a timeout. Doug's decided on a play. Nick goes back. The Philly exchange happens.
I was so irritated that we were going for it on fourth and two, man.
So when he takes the timeout, they're sending the field goal unit. I thought better of it.
Yeah.
They're getting three.
I'm like, what are we doing? I'm like, okay, Doug, you thought about it. Now we're going to take the three.
No.
All right? No. They come back out. They're lined up. I'm like, man, if we don't get this touchdown here, right? And then even while the play is going on, I'm so caught in my own emotions about us going for it on fourth and two, I had a delayed reaction.
So you're the guy at the party that's still yelling, no, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I almost didn't even want to look at it, right?
Trey, what was your reaction?
I'm telling you, dude.
I was just like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Whoa, what's going on? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, great play.
Right?
Yes.
You're like, oh, it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh. And then you go wild, of course. I go wild. Immediately go wild like everybody else.
New England had just tried that same type of play with Tom Brady, and he got alligator
and he dropped
arms.
It.
And he didn't reach for the ball.
Look, here's the funny thing, right? Because when Nick is giving the dummy height calls, right?
Yeah, the kill call.
He walks up. I immediately see that this is a wildcat play, right? Oh, this is some dumb direct snap to a running back, and we're running a toss play out of it. Oh, dude, I had no idea we were pitching it to Trey Burton,
who was a college quarterback fires a strike.
Who was going to throw the ball to Nick Foles, man? It was
who's a former basketball player.
Beautiful thing,
man. It was pointed out on the television broadcast.
You're talking about emotions going from one side to the other that quick. That's how quick my emotions flipped around, and you're high-fiving and hugging, and Doug's a genius. We're winning this freaking thing. We're gonna win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like that because it was
takes right, plays like that to win it.
It was right before the half, so that's when you had time to really feel good.
Yeah,
30-minute halftime. Oh, we winning this.
Oh,
thing.
That was a great. Oh, that was a great time.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake about to get on.
Listen, you almost had to stop yourself from celebrating at halftime.
Yeah,
right. You almost had to remind yourself we still got a second half to play.
Mm-hmm. But it was so hype, though.
Yeah, in that moment, I felt like we had just won the game.
Yeah, but you're right.
In that moment, I felt like we won the game.
You know that it's plays like that's the difference between winning and losing a lot of times. And the Eagles made the plays, and the Patriots didn't. Now, was that on a third down? Because that way, he was – not only was he wide open, he gets 10, 15 yards after that. It was
a great play call.
Yeah. It was.
Did Uncle Merle laugh in the middle of that call?
He did.
Like, did they try to throw him bottom right?
Man, he's got short arms, but he did not want to get those ribs touched. But we were talking about this earlier, man. What if Doug would have shugged, would have said, Philly, nah, I'm not feeling that.
Yeah, we're going to run this.
Yeah, we're going to run. Yeah,
nah.
We're going to run.
Nick, I'm good. I'm calling the plays here.
Give me LeGarrette.
Yeah, Deuce, get me LeGarrette, and let's go 44.
Yeah.
Let's go 44 inside zone. And he gets stuffed. And then everybody's like, well, hold on, wait a minute, wait. What was Philly?
Think about that.
Right.
No, but think about this for a second, yeah. Right? You know the movie Back to the Future?
Yeah.
You familiar with it? Yeah. Where Marty McFly's changing the course of history by his mom falling in love with him or whatever, and his dad's getting beat up by Biff.
Yeah.
And he's up there playing the guitar, and he's fading. Like, he's just totally being erased.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say, so imagine if they don't score a touchdown there, and they change the course of history in this city, Trey.
I know. But, hey, that's just what's being a great coach, mm-hmm. taking a suggestion from your player, seeing that it was an excellent call for the moment, and just saying, all right, let's do it. I believe in you. Let's go make a play.
Yeah. Now, Tom drops it, and I saw this on Mic'd Up. Malcolm runs over, smacks him on the butt, and says this. Here it is.
Come on, Tom.
Yeah, Tom didn't want any of that.
Come on, Tom.
Tom didn't have much to say after that.
Yeah, no.
Come on, Tom.
Tom did not want to catch that ball, man, because you know. Yeah, I think just as a quarterback, when you have to expose yourself to reach for that ball, the whole time he's like, Lord, please don't let Malcolm Jenkins. Because that was after Cook had just gotten taken out.
Yeah.
So now you're seeing Brady out there on a pass where he has to extend his arms into the air, exposing all of his.
Something that's not a natural.
Yes.
Not a natural movement for him. He's 40 years old. He's not the most athletic guy in the world.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but he should have caught that.
He should have caught it.
Yeah.
He should have caught it.
But he did not want what would have came if you would have stretched those arms.
All right, so listen, the other thing is we have the pair of tickets to the event going on at the Mann Music Center hosted by Merrill, where the Philadelphia Orchestra plays the NFL Films music underneath the three big screens that are playing the game. So the best call that says the first thing or the best story of what you did after the Eagles won is going to get it. Let's go to Jerry in West Philly. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Jerry.
What up, Jerry?
Hey, what's up, Ari? How you doing? What's up, big fella?
Good, man.
Hey, man, you know, the best Eagles moment for me was the last play of the game. And, you know, I know BG tried to get to him, baby, but, man, I was nervous. When I seen that ball go up, I was looking for the flags. I was looking for anything. When I finally heard Merle say, world champion Eagles, I knew it was over, baby. We had to pull a whole, you know, we got it. Yeah. I was happy.
So what'd you do? What was the celebration you did, Jerry?
Man, did you see Mayfair? We got out on Mayfair. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, listen.
They greased the poles and it didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a ball, man, with nobody fighting. With none of that. It was everybody out there rejoicing, man. And you know, I'm glad they had a shot of that up there to show that Mayfair wasn't what they call it. You know what I mean? Like, we really held it down.
My man, Jerry.
I tell you, that was one of the things that I think back on that night of the game that is something that's small, but I think back of how enjoyable it was to watch, was watching the news that night and watching everybody in the streets, watching all the coverage of the fans hitting the streets
mm-hmm.
and everybody celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what made it resonate with me, right? It really sunk in at that point.
Because NBC like, because they always debut or they always have some TV show right mm-hmm. afterwards. So immediately I start searching for, I go to Fox,
coverage,
I go to CBS.
Right.
I want to see what's going on.
I want news coverage. Yeah. I don't remember which channel I was watching. I just know.
Comcast had some good stuff.
I just watched it as long as it was, people were covering it.
Yeah.
And I just. That's what it just sunk in. Like, dude, look at all these people that are happy that, dude, we won the Super Bowl. The Eagles, we can actually say for the first time ever, the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
I mean, the man flipped over the car.
Eating horse
the
poop
horse,
out
the
there,
horse
man.
Manure that was digested.
It was all kind of crazy. Well, that was the championship game, right?
Yeah, no.
He might have taken another taste or something.
And then you had the guy that
never know
the group of people that were on top of the The awning or whatever it is.
The hotel.
I still have a piece of that awning in my house.
Ben ran up and grabbed it. Like a hooligan.
I'm surprised you haven't been brought in for questioning.
Here's the thing: if you're gonna sample a
find
taste
out
of
you were one of them that were out there that night
of horse manure after they win the championship game, how do you top that for the Super Bowl? Like, what exactly did you eat the horse?
Let me tell you, there's a couple
you
things.
Bite it.
Couple things.
Yeah.
Other than the save. My kids' life, my kids' lives, and I guess I'll throw my wife in there as well. I'll save her life as well by doing it. I don't really think I'm eating poop for no other reason in this world.
Has anyone talked to him? This guy?
There's nothing else that's going to make me do that.
Has anyone talked to him? No one?
I have no idea.
If you know him or you know who he is, tweet us.
Facebook. I would like to have a conversation with him.
888-729-9494.
He should at least got some fame out of this.
I mean, what were you doing? Like,
his parents would have been proud.
Or maybe when he woke up the next day, he was like, that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, that wasn't a good idea because your morning breath is a little extra special after eating a little horse poop.
All right, we're back with your calls, and you're back. So we're through the first half, right? So we'll come out with some highlights from the second half, and you don't want to miss it. Marks and Reese on the Trade A. We are back right after this. Don't go anywhere.